What's good, MXL? It's the Gambino, Commissioner, and it's the midseason report, so let's get right to it. It's had a few shockers, few upsets. It's been a good cycle so far. A lot of people getting their games in, so let's keep this going. But again, let's jump back into this, man. We're going to start off in the NFC. NFC North, we got Toma at the top. He's first number one seed, undefeated, 7-0. Looks like he's had a few close games. He's found a way to win. So it easily could have went a different direction, but he's doing what he has done for the past few years, you know, find a way to win, you know. So, and looking at the NFC North, you know, when I last was with y'all, it was definitely definitely seemed like it'd be kind of a one horse race, but we got CT in there, Chicago tough as the Vikings. He's definitely sitting at 6-2. He's not going away quietly. He's locked into, at the moment, one of the playoff spots, and followed by Nell as the Packers, who is just about, he's doing about as solid as expected, I'd say. He's a pretty formidable player. And then got the newcomer, the Detroit Lions, the truth. He's his defense is pretty nasty, but he's definitely a solid player as well. And it really looks there's nobody in the NFC North with a record below 500. So that being said, it's probably the best team, best division in the NFC, and quite easily probably one of the best. Rivaling the AFC West is the most competitive division in all of MXL. And next we got Fallen, who's got a commanding lead. He's got like a two and a half game lead over the Panthers. But you know, he suffered a shock loss this week to Tampa, crazy enigma. So we'll see what happens. And I think he plays. And he's Crazy Enigma's doing a good job with the roster he has. So I don't doubt that falling his stranglehold on the NFC South is not, you know, absolute, you know. So going into the NFC East, third place, Blair, 7-1, followed by the Cowboys. I've been in bigger holes than this, and I've managed to, you know, pull my way out. So it's still a lot of football left. So I think it's definitely, you know, looking in a good place. So, and followed by the Redskins and then Giants. Redskins is another new owner. He won last week. He seems like a pretty sound player. So we'll see how he does. He's got probably a little bit of a tricky matchup versus the Giants coming up. So you'll be able to see where he is, where he really is skill-wise at that moment. And then fourth, we got the Rams. The Rams is 6-2. They got a commanding lead over the NFC West at the moment. I think it's out 2.5 games. And it looks like even though the Cardinals, Bird, was able to beat him, I wouldn't doubt that BBW still finds a way to, you know, to dig deep and get another division title under his belt. So next up, we got in the AFC. You know, start at the top. We got MJ, the Ravens, 7-0. Didn't think that he would be 7-0, but from what I can look at, it looks like he really hadn't faced anybody with a winning record yet. So he's kind of just getting the wins as they come, you know. So the second half of his schedule is much tougher. He's got the AFC West, and he still has to play the NFC South. And I'd say those guys, really all four of them, Fallen, NC, Pure Apathy, Crazy Enigma, none of them are easy. I think actually the Saints pulled off an upset of the Vikings, you know, so it looks like, you know, he's got his hands full, but I don't doubt that that he'll kind of hang on to that. He may not be the first seed, but he's got a stranglehold on the AFC North. The AFC West is probably the outside of the NFC North, probably the toughest division in MXL. It's super close. Looking at everything, I kind of expected Prime to have a bigger lead on the division, but I think he just lost to Burn or along those lines, not to either this week or the week before or something. Let me see. Yeah, it looks like he lost this week. So he's at 5-2. And he also lost to BBW week one. So you got that. Then you got Tony and Double D, Chargers and Chiefs, sitting at 4-3, right behind him, a game behind Tony. He's about playing about as good as you could expect. I don't really expect him to get past Prime. He may be able to. I know he beat Double D earlier this season. And then you also got Hooligan, who's a game behind them at 3-4. So it's really super close. We'll see what happens. Those guys, they all play each other again. It doesn't look like anybody has too much of a lead. Prime has a game lead over everybody, at least over Tony in the division. So we'll see how that goes, but that's definitely going to be a close one. Then next, I would say probably the biggest shock, you know what I'm saying, of this early season is the Houston Texans at third. Actually, they should be second. But either way, they are leading the AFC South. I, for one, did not think that he would be able to get past Burn, just given the body of work last Madden cycle. But he beat Burn convincingly. And honestly, he's really riding his defense. You know, his defense is insane. You know, defense is much easier, is much more powered in this Madden. You know, so, you know, he's got Clowney and he's got J.J. Watt. And then he's got pretty solid linebackers. And then, of course, he's got Honey Badger and Andre Hale at the top at the safety position. So he's really pretty stacked. And he's undefeated in the division. So he's got that going for him. But it'll be a close finish between him and Burn. You know, there's plenty of football left. But I think just kind of given how things have been going for H-Town, how he's been able to beat people, I think H-Town will probably hang on and take the title. You got the Jaguars and the Titans not too far behind. They're both about at least three games out. They're both going to have to dig deep. I know the Jags, you know, he's had a few solid wins, few, you know, close losses. So it's just going to take a little bit more, you know, for him to make a statement. And I think Texans just beat him too. So we'll see how that goes. And then next, you got the Jets. The Jets currently are at the number four spot. The Dolphins have yet to play their game. So once the Dolphins play, let's see who they play. The Dolphins play actually H-Town. So that's definitely a pivotal, you know, matchup, a potential playoff matchup if the Dolphins hang tight. But yeah, the Dolphins win this week, they should be at the top, at the four seed, bumping Hesta out of the race for the playoffs at the moment. I think Hesta, you know, he's a solid player. You know, I think just based on the remainder of his schedule, I think he's going to finish pretty strong. He should make the playoffs, but we'll see what happens. This Dolphins guy, you know, he's at 4-3 right now, but I think he's definitely a solid player. He's been able to pull off some upsets early on. He beat Rilo early on, who's usually a pretty solid sound player for MXL. So that was definitely a good win. you know. So we'll see what happens. Right now, we got Tony at the sixth seed. I don't really got a lot to say. I just think, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's not impossible. Tony's shown that he can make the playoffs, even irregardless of what happens. You know, but it's not. I don't know. We'll just have to see. You know. And that's kind of the playoff picture right now. Everybody just keep hanging in, you know, keep doing a good job. And, you know, y'all got any questions, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hard to find. I usually try to stay, you know, stay close to keep my ear to the streets, if you will. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, let's finish this strong. You know, and just kind of one last note for both sides, AFC, NFC, just keep pushing. I think there's going to be a little bit of shake up. Just, you know, it looks like between the Vikings and Packers and Bears, somebody, one of those guys, I don't think is going to make the playoffs. It's, you know, and also the Lions is still really not far out. And, you know, a lot of these guys are in the bubble. You know, you got the Cowboys in the mix. You got the Panthers, you know, Lions and Cards currently all in the mix right now, basically a game out of the playoffs. So I think one of these guys in the bubble is going to sneak in and knock out at least one of them. And kind of the same for the AFC is actually even closer. You know, Tony and the Dolphins both got basically Double D, who's a half game behind them. But then you got the Patriots and Colts and Broncos all basically a game behind. So it's still pretty close. It's pretty action-packed. So, you know, let's see what we can do. Let's make sure that this is a good finish to the first season. And just so y'all know, this ain't the last podcast of the season. I'm going to have another one to commemorate the playoffs. And then also we're going to have some awards just for some of these guys who, you know, just trying to recognize the owners and also, you know, I'll be able to talk about my thoughts for how the season went and what I anticipate for season two and where we're going next. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is the Gambino signing off.